Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I got to be very, very careful with this next segment because it's going to be very hard not to cuss. But don't worry, all right, I understand that I really got to watch my language with this one. Thank you all for tuning in. So as you guys have, you know, probably heard and seen, there's been a rash of anti-Semitic attacks on multiple synagogues. And by the way, if you're an anti-Semite, you're also anti-Arab. You're also anti-Ethiopian, a whole slew of groups that kind of were in that Semitic region. Semitic is actually a language. They don't really have a pinpointed area, but people that are anti-Semitic are anti a whole group of us in the Mediterranean and Middle East, and you know, and so your POSs. Let's just start with that. But being that in recent weeks, months, there's been a rash of these attacks in a rabbi's home, an attack in a kosher grocery store. We saw the mosque shooting in New Zealand. There's been some solidarity marches going on right now in New York. Apparently, Governor Cuomo has upped security. I see in a lot of temples and churches and stuff around town, a lot of security that's been upped. And almost every other week or two, you hear of some place of worship, churches, you know, being attacked, people in worship, which I think is one of the most weeniest, most, you know, I don't know, scum-sucking ways to attack somebody when they're in the middle of worship or Bible study. You guys are real pieces of S, and I got to be really, really careful again. I understand. I know Daniel's like, I got the dumb button ready. But I just have a small message, you know, just something to say. Okay, I know why some of you out there are anti-Semitic. Okay, I know why. I mean, I'm very well-versed in psychology. Okay, I'm a doctor. I get it. In the human psyche, you want to hate. There's a lot of us that want to hate. We have this kind of tribalism sort of passion in our psyche where we want to either group together, either, you know, have a womanhood or have a brotherhood or, you know, have, look at sports. I see another Cowboy fan. I mean, they're my brother. I'll donate a kidney to them. I don't even know who they are. So we do find likes. And when there's a difference, we distance ourselves. It's just in our natural instinct. But for some of us, we like to thrive on hate. For people like me, I might dislike Aaron Rodgers of the Packers. Don't hate him. But, you know, if I have to channel any animosity, I could do it in sports. I don't have to hate a human being. I don't have to dislike the race or color or gender or anything like that. I get my fill with sports, which is why I love sports. I think it allows us to get that little itch scratched. If you really need to get that animal instinct of disliking somebody, you can do it with sports. But there's a lot of you out there that are complete son of a blanks who really want to hate people. And you're sick in your head, and you think that there's groups of people out there that did something, either to you, your family, the world, whatever. And you feel like extending that hate generations down, worldwide, whether it's longitudinally, latitudinally, and you just want to hate, and you fuel that, and you find other people that hate. And then, rather than trying to fix a problem, or discourse, or discuss your issues, you pick people who are studying and not hurting anybody at all, a flock. Just not doing anything. Or a group of kids in a yeshiva. And you decide to go after them. Is that showing your superiority? Is that making you feel stronger in the animal kingdom? For some of you, you think it does. You hating somebody, you planning somebody's death, you doing an anti-Semitic slur, makes you think you are higher in the animal kingdom. And what you don't understand is for those of us, and there's a lot of us across various genders and races and demographics who have been continually brutalized, right? We're a little smarter and stronger than that. Right? You might think a religious Jew, you know, that has his payas and it's you know, tallied on or whatever, you know, won't kick your butt. They can. Just because we're religious doesn't mean we won't fight. You forget, for those of us that know our Bible, an eye for an eye. All right? And if I think you went after my eye, I'll rip out both of yours. And anti-Semitism or anti-Black, anti-Hispanic, anti-Mormon, anti-Arab, Muslim, anti-whatever, anti-women, anti-man, is such bullcrap that I think it's time for those of you who hate, you need to get some serious, serious psychological help. Because I don't give a damn how you feel progressively and politically and all that. You know, and if you think we're, we're decreasing our humanistic instinct. If you want to kill, go flipping hunting. But to go after a kid, go after somebody praying, going after somebody that looks different than you, going after somebody that prays differently than you, means you're just looking for an excuse. You just want to hate. That means you're either a murderer, you're a psychopath, you have some other issue, and you're pretending to use the cause of, well, they're Jewish. And since other people don't like Jews, or Muslims, or Blacks, or Hispanics, or women, or men, or, you know, we could go after them. No, you can't. Okay, you're not going to be using that as an excuse anymore. And don't underestimate our ability to fight back. People think Jews are Democrats and they don't carry. I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of Jews carry. All right? A lot of us, right, are part Israeli, if not Israeli. We know how to fight. We know how to protect ourselves. So if you want to try to come up behind us or you want to try to go after our kids, we are going to come after you. And, fine, you want war? If we need another war, you'll get a war. If you're itching to hurt somebody, we'll hurt you back. Go to hell. 1-877-DOCTOR. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This message is for all sexually active men. Now, you can get the same active ingredients as in Viagra and Cialis online in chewable form from BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. Get started 100% online. So no in-person doctor visit, no waiting at the pharmacy, and no more awkwardness. BlueChew.com ships directly to your door in discreet packaging. So order now. You'll love it, and so will your partner. For a limited time, first-time customers get their first shipment free. Just pay $5 shipping when you use the promo code FAST at BlueChew.com. Chewable can mean better, cheaper, and for some men, work faster. That's BlueChew.com. Promo code FAST.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. The service is not intended to replace your primary care physician or cure any disease.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis. Oh, I'm sorry, my knee. Ow. Oh, gosh, my knee hurts. Sorry. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. I know. Big thanks to my orthopedist, who I haven't seen yet, who I need to. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I don't know. When I extend my knee from a sitting position, it hurts so bad. So I have a little bit of an arthritis flare-up in my left knee. That's what happens when you're middle-aged. That's what happens. Okay. Well, let's relax a little bit. I know I kind of started a little bit ticked off, but it's a headline, and there's some stupid people out there that, you know, think they could make our lives miserable, and no, it's not going to happen. But we do need to relax a little bit. I think this year, ow, my knee, this year, I need some ibuprofen. This year, as we go into, I'll talk about arthritis, I don't want to talk about arthritis now, my knee hurts too much. As we do our New Year's resolutions, we can't stand our New Year's resolutions. I can't stand New Year's resolutions. We are. There are some things that we do need to fix. Okay, and we do need to kind of tidy up. Some of us need to tidy up our desks. I'm looking right now in my studio. Oh, Lord have mercy. I have candy canes and old Christmas cookie candy wrappers and I guess some old beef jerky. I really got to clean this place up. So cleaning your desk, I think, is very therapeutic, and that's going to help you relax at work. But another study found that desk plants can help you relax at work. And I had written an article about how they could also clean your air. And so what I think I'd like you guys to do, if you were going to make a little change this year, is to get some plants. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're like, Dr. Dahlia, I do not have a green thumb. Or is a green thumb bad? What's the condition when you have a plant and it always dies? Okay, because that's what I am. My plants just always die. And I think the reason why is I go out of town. And I know there's ways to, you know, water them when you're out of town. It takes work. It takes work taking care of a plant. I think what it is I have so many cats and dogs and kids and hubby and all that, patients, that I just don't think I have extra time for a plant. But make some time for a plant. Because a study out of the University of Hyogo in Awahi, Japan, found that office plants help to improve the mental health of those of you that are stuck indoors all day long. Researchers looked at 69 workers' psychological stress and physiological stress. They used questionnaires, they monitored pulse rates, and they had this control phase without a desk plant and an intervention phase with a plant of their choice. Now, the plants they used was air plants, Tillandsia pseudobiele, for those of you guys that are horticulturists, bonsai of Japanese cypress plant, Japanese black pine, San Pedro cactus, foliage plants like parlor palm and heartleaf, garden cronin, kokedama of corn plant, echevera, peacock echevera, or the echevera splendor. I don't know what the hell any of those are, but they sound green, okay? And the participants were trained on how to take care of their plant. And they needed to go through the training because when they were part of the intervention phase where they had to, you know, have the plant on their desk and look at it and things like that, the plant had to obviously live. And so I guess there was active and also passive. So you had those that, you know, didn't have a plant on their desk. You had those where it was just kind of passive and it was there. You had those that, you know, weren't actively taking care of the plant. And then you had those that had to actually, when they were tired or stressed, had to stop and stare at the plant for a few minutes. And not shockingly, those with desk plants, who passively observed them, took care of them, or actively gazed at the plants, showed overall improvement in stress and heart rate. The researchers tested their pulse. They also swabbed the inside of the mouth for stress hormones. So, as you know, a high heart rate is a negative risk factor for heart health, and a lower resting pulse is healthy. And obviously stress increases a lot of issues in the body, okay? You know, sugar metabolism, poor sugar metabolism, weight gain, heart rate rising, blood pressure, etc. So the study authors conclude that for business owners, small indoor plants could be economical, could be helpful in their effort to reduce stress-related conditions. In addition, for growers of indoor plants and business owners of rental plant companies, the field of mental health for office workers could be promising markets. See what they do? They're trying to incite people monetarily to do this. Our findings provide a piece of evidence in using small indoor plants for promoting workers' mental health in the office. Now, they are 1,000% correct. All right, plants and green are very therapeutic. What ends up happening, though, is when a plant starts to die, the stress of that. See, somebody needs to test that. I would, in my studio or in my office, have a plant, and when the plant would all of a sudden start to die, like I had a fern, and the fern didn't need much water, and then all of a sudden it turned brown overnight. I was destroyed. I felt guilty. I was like, oh my gosh, and I told myself I'm not going to have a plant again because I kill plants. So somebody needs to also probably do a study on what happens when your desk plant dies. But they do make a point. I think we need more green. And again, I'm not trying to, you know, start a whole save the trees sort of campaign. I love trees, okay? I'm a big fan of trees. I'm a big fan of what trees do with the environment. We're going to be talking about trees and how they help, and plants and how they help air and all that. But green is a very calming color. Green is life. A plant doesn't have the same stress that you do. And when you start to freak out or whatever about something stupid and you look at the plant and you're like, you know, the plant's like, look, I'm a plant. Okay, somebody doesn't water me for a day, I'm done for. You start to kind of put things into perspective. But now this is why I really like plants. So plants can make your home and office healthier. And I wrote an article on this. It's on my webpage. It's on my website. It's on my Twitter and Facebook. But in our house or office, we have carbon monoxide, radon, formaldehyde, from tobacco smoke and flooring and cabinets and glue and detergents and cosmetics. So when you walk into your office on Monday morning, you're breathing formaldehyde a lot of times. You have the volatile organic compounds, benzene, trichloroethylene from plastics, rubber, detergents, to greasers. You have ammonia from detergents and cleaners and xylene from cigarettes, paint, car exhaust. And so these chemicals have been linked to something called sick building syndrome. Now, for those of you that go to work and you go, gosh, I'm tired, I got body aches, I have headaches, sometimes your nose bleeds, you might have palpitations, that could be sick building syndrome from all those chemicals. And household plants, they say, could eliminate a lot of that from the air. So aloe vera, for example, can help reduce benzene and formaldehyde. I also like aloe vera because it helps with burns. Again, it's not the most aseptic way to treat a burn, but aloe vera plant has been used by many to treat burns, but it does reduce benzene and formaldehyde in the air. The spider plant is that very common yellow plant with the green border. That helps reduce carbon monoxide and formaldehyde. The Boston fern, very, very common. You don't have to water it a lot. Very green and pretty. It removes formaldehyde. The snake plant removes benzene and formaldehyde. It's green with a yellow border. The orisa or the areca palm, those are little palm trees. They remove most of the above-mentioned chemicals, and apparently, according to NASA, is the most efficient air-purifying plant, rated by NASA and the Associated Landscape Contractors of America. The lady palm removes formaldehyde and ammonia. Don't worry, I wrote all these down if you want to grab the article. The bamboo palm, very common palm, removes benzene, trichloroethylene, and formaldehyde. The peace lily is beautiful. Whenever somebody sends you flowers, there's usually a peace lily in there, and you're like, oh, then your husbands get all jealous. That removes benzene, ammonia, and formaldehyde. The golden pothos, if I'm pronouncing that right, that's that green leaf with spotted yellow, very common. That removes most of the above chemicals. And then you have the dragon tree. The dragon tree is green with the red border. That removes xylene. English ivy removes formaldehyde and mold. The Chinese evergreen, it's green and it's like a white leaf with a lot of green splotches. That's also multi-talented, eliminating much of the above chemicals. So, these plants, can do a lot. And so what I would do is go to your nearest nursery. Find out one that's kind of least maintenance. And again, you put water bulbs in there. Sometimes you could freshen up the soil. I think somebody taught me you could put like a little rusty nail. You put a rusty nail in the soil, that might help. I don't know. For any of you guys that know plants, call in 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But it relaxes you. It helps clean the air. And I think that's something small you guys could do. That, no, don't smoke it. It's something small that you could do to relax. Yeah, I know everybody's into smoking plants these days. Did you guys see that meme where a woman is rolling up a big, huge plant and the kid goes, Mom, you going to smoke that all yourself? She goes, I'm putting away the Christmas tree, you idiot. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
The This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are back working after the holiday break. Now, news is coming out that former National Security Advisor to President Trump, John Bolton, says he will testify in an impeachment trial in the Senate if he were called as a witness. Bolton issuing a statement saying, "I have concluded that if the Senate issues a subpoena for my testimony, I am prepared to testify." Jury selection is underway in New York City in the Harvey Weinstein sex assault trial. Supporters of the alleged victims are gathering outside the court in Lower Manhattan to get a glance at the disgraced movie mogul.
I'm just here to bear witness to this first day of what could potentially be the trial of the century, or is certainly the trial of my lifetime.
Weinstein claims the sexual activity was consensual. Jury selection is expected to take a few weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So I didn't watch the Golden Globes. I watch a lot of football, and then after football, I usually shut it off. And I think the reason why I didn't watch the Golden Globes is because I don't really watch, didn't really see a lot of the movies. But I guess I did. You know, one movie I cannot wait for is 1917. I don't know if it's based on that true story. It kind of looks like the Gallipoli story. So I'm not too sure, but I guess 1917 won Best Picture. So that was fantastic. It was up against The Irishman, Joker, The Two Popes, and Marriage Story. I've seen Joker and The Irishman, but Golden Globe winner, 1917, went to that. I did see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino's movie on the Sharon Tate murder. That won Best Picture Comedy Musical. I don't know if I would really call it a comedy. I don't know, but it did, I guess it allowed, Best Director was Sam Mendes for 1917. Best Actor in a Drama was Joaquin Phoenix for Joker. We all knew that was coming. Joker was very, very well done. It's hard to watch. Let me warn you, for those who didn't, but Joaquin Phoenix did deserve an award, whether it's an Oscar or Golden Globe. Yep. Best Actress in a Drama was Renee Zellweger for Judy. I don't think I've seen Judy. I don't know what that movie's about. Best Actor in a Comedy or Musical was Taron Egerton for Rocketman. I haven't seen Rocketman yet. I have to, but I heard that was excellent. Best Actress was Awkwafina from The Farewell. Best Supporting Actor was Brad Pitt for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Do you guys notice that, the main actor was, oh my gosh, he was the one in Titanic. Why can't I think of his name? Leonardo DiCaprio. Leonardo DiCaprio keeps getting, like, passed over for these awards. Brad Pitt got supporting actor, but Leonardo DiCaprio was, you know, main actor with that, but he didn't, you know, obviously win because of, you know, Joaquin Phoenix winning. Best supporting actress was Lauren Dern for Marriage Story. Best screenplay was Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Best original song was I'm Gonna Love Me Again, Elton John for Rocketman. And best original score was Hildur Gunnar-Åtyr from Joker. All right. Best animated feature was Missing Link. Now, for best series drama, Succession beat out The Crown. Best series was Fleabag. Best limited series, Chernobyl. I need to see that. But that's not what I want to talk about. One thing that kind of made headlines was Ricky Gervais went political. And I think he's hosted it, I think, 5 times now. A lot of people criticize him, but he said something that I thought was just right on. He derided the entertainment industry as callow, lazy, preachy, and hypocritical. And he basically told Hollywood people, kind of directing it, I think, to like Robert De Niro and a bunch of people out there, that you're in no position to lecture the public about anything. You know nothing about the real world. Most of you spent less time at school than Greta Thunberg. So he says, if you win, come up, accept your little award, thank your agent and your God, and blank off, okay? It's already 3 hours long. Now, whoa. I mean, I'm not sure where he stands politically. I haven't really been following Gervais's tweets and things like that. But he just said something that I think a lot of us feel. When a movie star gets on the pulpit and starts to lecture to us about how we should vote and what we should be doing, you know, their lives, and I'm not jealous, okay, you know, but it's not a life that is the most typical. They have bodyguards. They have money. Their kids can go to private schools and with guards. They are able to have chefs make vegetable meals that taste like meat. They're making $50 million a picture. And I found that very cojones-y for Gervais to basically say, you know nothing about the real world. Accept your award, thank your agent, and the British will, get the hell off the stage or sit down or whatever. They use another term. It's very common for the British to do the, you know, blank off phrase. So it doesn't have the same crudity as it does in America. But basically, like, you know how we say to pee off just go pee off. That's, they use the F word for that. Okay, yeah, see, I teach you guys foreign languages. He also kind of talked about Jeffrey Epstein. He said, you could binge watch the entire first season of Afterlife instead of watching this show. That's a show about a man who wants to kill himself because his wife dies of cancer and is still more fun than this. So he's basically making fun of the Golden Globes. Spoiler alert, season two is on the way. So in the end, he obviously didn't kill himself, just like at Jeffrey Epstein. Then he says, shut up. I know he's your friend, but I don't care. So he even made a jab about some of them being friends with Jeffrey Epstein. And then he said, it's starting to kind of accuse them of, you know, selling out. Again, he's talking to a bunch of stars and industry people. Apple roared into the TV game with The Morning Show, a superb drama about the importance of dignity and doing the right thing made by a company that runs sweatshops in China. Well, you say you're woke about the companies you work for in China. Unbelievable. Apple, Amazon, Disney. If ISIS started a streaming service, you'd call your agent, wouldn't you? And so, I mean, I don't know how true that would be, but, in show business, and again, I've gotten a certain amount of a taste. I don't get to drink from the ocean, but I've had a little bit of a pond that I've gotten to jump in and out of in show business. And when there is opportunity, you need to be the first one there. And it does make you wonder that if ISIS did start a streaming service for people that desperate to be out there and in camera, because it is a very, you got to keep those fires, you know, those coals burning, would people jump on that? Now, I know that was kind of far-fetched, but, you know, he basically, you don't know how good some of these people are, and a lot of them do stuff for charities and things like that. But he really kind of, you know, that was one hell of a roast. But we're coming into a political season. We're coming into an election year. And the candidates, Castro, from what I understand, Julian Castro, who had departed from the race, is now, I think, back at Elizabeth Warren. As political candidates back others, and Obama, I think, is waiting for the right time, and whoever ends up being in the lead, then he will show his support. I think that's kind of what prior presidents do. They wait for the front runner before they put their weight behind it, because they don't want to look like they picked the wrong person, right? That didn't, you know. But you're going to start seeing the movie stars. And the movie stars are going to most likely then rally around, right, whoever ends up being the Democratic front runner. And they will lecture to people. And for those of us who loved, you know, Schwarzenegger in the 80s, we listened to Schwarzenegger. In fact, some people listened to him so much they elected him governor. You know? Or those who listened, who love Clint Eastwood will listen to Clint Eastwood. Or Chuck Norris, who are more Republican-leaning. And then those who really love Robert De Niro are going to listen to Robert De Niro. And they think because he's been in so many movies. Now, mind you, I disagree with Gervais. I think a lot of actors, because of all the research they have to do, they are very well-learned. They are, you know, but they don't live the life that we do. So when you're talking, you know, when you have somebody lecture to middle class or lower income about how they should vote because of the economy, please, you know. When they lecture to us about security and, you know, issues in terms of our schools being safe and all that, they have security, so don't lecture to us. So very fascinating. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Tuning in to 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So Walmart's back in the news. I know this has been a few weeks. I know I haven't covered any story on Walmart. It's back in the news. A Walmart in Pennsylvania is facing a bed bug infestation after somebody released them in the men's changing room. What the hell? This is being reported by CNN. So a manager at the store in Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, found a closed pill bottle with live bugs crawling inside and reported it to authorities. The bottle was found inside a boy's jacket, which was for sale. That is some sick stuff. So Walmart told CNN, "We take this seriously and are looking into this. We are fully cooperating with law enforcement on their investigation." So on Friday, health safety company Ecolab confirmed that the insects were actual bedbugs. An Ecolab employee also reported seeing bedbugs crawling around the men's changing rooms that same day, according to police. So as you guys know, you bring home bedbugs, it takes forever to get rid of them. Bedbugs like to feed on you. They could transmit disease. You get these little bedbug bites. They're kind of dark brown, but they turn reddish brown after they eat and feed on you. They like to hide in areas under the bed, on the ground, under furniture. And so you bring them home, they, you know, you can pick them up from hotels, things like that. So bed bug infestations are an absolute nightmare. So a Walmart employee later found a second closed pill bottle containing dead bed bugs in the men's department. Now, Edinburgh is in the northwest corner of the state near Erie. A third-party pest management service has visited the store. They're working with them to assess next steps. In the meantime, we have blocked the impacted area. Men don't usually use changing rooms like women do, you know? I mean, like my son. I'm like, my boys will go to a changing room. But, you know, whenever they can't find a changing room, I'm like, just put the shorts on over your current shorts. It's not really a big deal. See, for women, we need to be basically completely naked when we try on clothes to make ourselves look skinny and to make the outfit fit. For guys, they're like, if I could wear them over my jeans, I'm good. So, you know, I think I don't see Walmart closing down over this. So bed bugs are small, flat, parasitic insects. They survive by feeding off the blood of people and animals as they sleep. They're supposed to not spread disease, but we do believe they're not known to, like, spread disease like Zika or Ebola, but I really do believe they can spread pathogens. They leave these itchy bite marks that you could be either allergic to or you could unfortunately get, you know, bacteria into. Now, bed bugs can live for months without feeding. So you think you might starve them out. I don't know why those other bed bugs, though, were dead in one vial unless maybe they ran out of oxygen. Now, bed bug infestations are very expensive to fight. Professional examination of bed bugs typically costs $200 to $1,500 per room and often fails. So if I was, you know, CSI or if I was the investigator, I would look at who recently got fired. You know, when somebody gets fired, they may want to see the company go down and the idea, but boy, is that creepy to find bed bugs, take them, and try to put them into clothes. My guess is they, you know, pretended to try on a pair of jeans or something like that, or a jacket, and then, or they walked by and they slipped it into the jacket. See, there's cameras everywhere. They're going to find the guy. There's cameras everywhere. Now, speaking of Walmart, many of you know I don't really shop that much online with Walmart because I had moved to Amazon. We have Amazon Prime, and once you have Amazon Prime and you pay for it, you're like, okay, well, I want to, you know, make use of it. But I noticed something yesterday that I didn't notice a week or two ago, and that is prices jumped, like, a lot, almost 10%. For some things. Now, I'm going to kind of do a little investigative work on this, and I'm asking you guys if you notice the same, but that made me kind of nervous. You know, I had a little bit of breath of fresh air going, okay, you know what, I think I could budget because this is now what I'm spending on goods. I used to go to Walmart or Target, and unfortunately, my bill would be more than I wanted it to. Because once you go there, there's impulse buying. Not that I can't control myself, but I'm like, oh, wait a second, I do need more gum. Or, oh, wait, I do need more air freshener, or, oh, I didn't think about that, toothpaste. So you start throwing extra stuff in your cart. Well, what ended up helping us save money is, you know, I'm just going to direct buy what I need. I need more toothpaste. I'm going to go on, buy it from Amazon, let it get shipped, and then I don't spend a lot of money. And so I started doing that, and oh my gosh, my credit card bills dropped. I don't know how the stores fared with that kind of, you know, shopping, but I'm sure these stores took a hit. Now, though, I'm noticing that Amazon, it's expensive. And I'm finding that I might have to walk back into a store to buy tuna fish or to buy something because things are just so gosh darn expensive now. And I'm a little curious because, you know, Amazon is kind of a big leader when it comes to shopping. And if they've hiked up their prices, you know, 10% at least, on a lot of things, is it because, are they anticipating minimum wage hikes? Are they anticipating, is it just because of inflation? But, you know, it's very interesting because, you know, we talked about Black Friday and how I noticed a lot of prices went up Black Friday, you know, personally. And so I sometimes like to buy Christmas gifts in the summer. You know, you buy it during the dead times of year because whenever, you know, people are shopping, some stores may take advantage. But I think we forget that a lot of prices jump first of the year and all across the board. And because a lot of states now have minimum wage hikes, you know, those are starting to go up. Those so just kind of be prepared for that. And, you know, definitely let me know. Send me an email, you know, because I could then kind of inform. Because a lot of times these prices are hidden. And I'm like, well, gosh, that just doesn't sound right. It used to never be that expensive. And I just noticed a pretty sharp hike yesterday, so I'm a little upset. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So, yeah, you know, football, the divisional round is now down to the 49ers and the Vikings. This Saturday are playing the Titans and the Ravens. Ravens hosting and 49ers hosting after the wild card brought forth the Vikings as the winner with the Saints and the Titans beat out the Patriots. We haven't seen the Patriots lose in a long time. And then the Texans are going to play the Chiefs on Sunday the 12th, and the Seahawks are going to play the Packers. I'm thinking it's going to be the 49ers, the Ravens, the Chiefs, and the Packers. And it just ends up happening those are the favorite. But a lot of the non-favored underdogs have been winning. And then the AFL-NFL championship is going to happen on Sunday the 19th. Sunday is going to be a huge, huge day of football. Getting ready for Super Bowl. I am very heartbroken with the Cowboys. We knew that Jason Garrett was going to have to leave. We ended up inheriting the Packers coach, McCarthy. He seems to be pretty, pretty happy. I'm a little torn because I have to admit the Packers had done really, really well. You know, and I know Aaron Rodgers and McCarthy didn't really get along. And then the Packers kind of, you know, had a little bit of trouble. But then here they are in the playoffs. So I don't know if we're getting a great coach. I don't know if we're not getting a great coach, but, you know, we'll go with it. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCTALI. So a mysterious virus is making China and the rest of Asia kind of nervous, but it's not SARS. Remember the severe acute respiratory syndrome virus, which put people in a very severe respiratory illness? They don't say it's that. They say there's 59 cases of an unknown viral pneumonia reported in the city of Wuhan, central China. Seven patients currently in critical condition, according to the Wuhan Municipal Health Commission. All patients are being treated in quarantine. No deaths have been reported. So we're going to kind of keep you guys posted on that one. We don't know what that is. Again, we don't think it's MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome, or SARS, but it is a viral pneumonia, meaning antibiotics can't take care of it. We'll keep you guys posted. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.